Now, first of all these blessings, who's doing all these blessings? The Lord. It was very clear, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, right? No two ways about it. God's the one that's pouring the blessings out upon you. Okay, now let's see what happens in verse 15 on if we don't obey what he says. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass. You know, it starts out just like it did in verse 1. It shall come to pass. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. What is the commandment that we under the church have to live under? Love. So we don't do that. We don't walk in love. We hold grudges against our brothers. We hold grudges. You're married and you and your wife get into a problem and you get into a knockdown drag out and you say, well, I don't love her no more. I'm going to divorce her. Or some guy says, I'm going to go out and commit adultery on my wife. Hey, that ain't walking in love. And that's going to put you under a curse. I guarantee God's going to curse you. And if any children come out of that, he's going to curse those children. You ain't going to like what you see. Have any of you ever been to the one I was at here recently within the last couple of years, I went down to the Children's Medical Hospital in Dallas. Has anybody ever been to that Children's Medical Hospital in Dallas? A few of you have. I walked down the halls of that place, and I was amazed at the children that were born without limbs or that their arm is all brown behind their back and cannot be pulled out. Legs that are crooked and twisted. I've never seen nothing like this. I've never seen so many children that are living under a curse. But when you look at those poor little things, you stop and you ask the doctor. You say, doctor, that one there that's in that wheelchair, that its limbs are all twisted. What happened? Do you know anything about the parents? Oh, yeah. The parents are both drug addicts. You know, isn't that amazing? Here they got these wild drugs in their body. And then a man and a woman come together in a sexual relationship. And with those demons of hell and those drugs, gets mixed into that womb. And what comes out is not a blessed child. It's a cursed child. Isn't that something? If you have never been there, you ought to just take a day sometime when you got time and wherever you live. But right here in the Dallas Metroplex in Dallas, there's a children's medical, it's called the Shriners Hospital. You go to the Children's Medical Center and just walk in the place and walk down those corridors and look at all those poor children that are so cursed. When I walked in and looked at that, I think, oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you that I was raised up in a home that taught me the truth of God's Word. That I'm not like that. You know, but if my mom and dad had been wild and wicked and stupid and done the things that some people do today, I could have been born like that. You know that? You know, some people say that's not the case. It's just a coincidence. I'm telling you, there ain't no such thing as coincidences. With God, it's called two things. Blessings or cursing. That's all there is. There ain't no in between. When you want to know who made those that are blessed, God says, I did. You want to know who made those that are cursed? God says, I did. Who made the blind and the lame? God says, I did. Wonder why? Because they're under a curse. Under a curse. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Verse 17 and 18. Cursed shall be your basket or your food and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. There's the curse shall be the children and the fruit of your land, the increase of your goats and your flocks of your sheep, 19 and 20. Cursed shall thou be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you curse. Who's going to send it? The Lord. The Lord shall send upon you cursings, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hands to do until thou be destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings whereby you have forsaken me. So when people just can't seem to make it, they can't pay their monthly bills, and then you go talk to them, and you find out there's a couple living there together that ain't married. You reckon that's a blessed home or a cursed home? That's cursed. God says, if you profess to be my child, let there not be one hint of sexual immorality among my children. Now, he's not talking to the world. I mean, the world, you know, they live together, they lie to each other, they kill each other, they do everything. They're not God's children. You know, that's not the deal. But he's talking about his children. If you want to be blessed, this is what you got to do. Then the Lord shall send upon you cursings. Let's go to verse 21 and 22. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until he has consumed you from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with a sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. Who's doing this? And it's clear, isn't it? The Lord. He's the one. If you're blessed, who is blessing you? The Lord. If you're being cursed, who's cursing you? And why does he bless you? Because you walk in love. Why does he curse you? Because you do not walk in love. See, under the old commandment, he had all kind. Under the old law, he had all kinds of commandments. Under the new law, he's only got one commandment. Love. Love. Verse 23 and 24. And thy heaven that is over their head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until you are destroyed. 25 and 26. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Verse 27 and 28. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Okay, now right there in verse 28, the Lord's going to smite you with blindness. Now then, how many of you in here know what John 9:2 says? Anybody know what John 9:2 says? Okay, let's turn to John 9:2, and I want you to read it. And I get this thrown in my face all the time. Well, what about John 9:2? If you talk about sin being a problem, now we just read in Deuteronomy 28:28 that blindness is a curse, right? Okay, so we just read that. So let's go to John 9:2 and 9:1 and 2. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now why in the world would the disciples ask this question? What had we just read under the law? If you're disobedient, what happens to you in verse 28? You're cursed with blindness, right? Do you think the disciples knew the law? Of course they did. They had studied it. They didn't know just that, but they knew that Deuteronomy 28:28 says that if you're disobedient, God will curse you with blindness. And so here this man is that's born blind, so they ask the question, who sinned? Now, first of all, if you ask the question, who sinned that this man is born blind, could it possibly have been his sin? No way. No, it could not have been his sin because he was born blind. In other words, before he was old enough to know what sin was, he was afflicted with blindness, right? So it couldn't have been his sin. Now, could it have been his parents? Oh, yeah, it could have. But how far down the line did they ask the question? Just two people, his sin or his parents, that this man is born blind. And then let's see what Jesus' answer was in verse 3. Jesus answered and said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now then, he says, neither hath this man sinned. Now, let's stop and think about that. Here this man is, he's a middle-aged man. And if Jesus said, this man has not sinned, could we take that at face value? Can this man be a middle-aged man and never sinned? No, ain't no way. Ain't no way. For the Word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? So how many of us have sinned? All of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care, you may think you're God's favorite, but let me tell you, in fact, I'll tell you what, here a while back, I had a test that was just unbelievable. For 2 weeks, I had something break every day. Sometimes two or three things would break. I was building a building. I was working on equipment. I was doing all kinds of things. I was flying back and forth to do some things. And if it wasn't an airplane breaking, it was a piece of equipment. Something broke every day. Well, after 2 weeks, Eldon told me, he said, Thurman, I've never seen anybody tested like you have been the last 2 weeks, and said, I believe you've passed your test. I have not heard you grumble and complain about nothing in the last 2 weeks. I said, well, Lord, let me just ask the Lord a question. I said, Lord, what did I do that brought all these tests on? And I happened to think, I said, Lord, forget it. Eldon said, what do you mean? I said, well, first of all, Eldon, if he answers me, I don't have a notepad and a pencil. And I'm probably going to have a whole bunch of things to write down. Because, you know, if you think you're obeying him, you know how many sins you may have. You know, I remember reading a book about A.A. Allen one time when he was in his prayer closet praying and said, God, why is there no power in my ministry? And God gave him 13 things he wasn't doing right. 13 things. Now, there needs to be more preachers on their face before God saying, God, why is there no power in my ministry? And then when you do, make sure you got a notepad and a pen. You know, one that'll write a long time. You know, so you may be amazed at what he tells you. In other words, we have had many people come to us and say, since we've heard the sin and sickness concept, we started praying and asking God, what's brought the sickness on us or our daughter and or our son? And God began to just lay it out. Over the next 2 or 3 months, we have had one after another. Now then, that's like little Gina out in Oregon. Little Gina was raised under a curse. She was born, and she was born with...
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.